Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Oh, boy.
I thought you were going to be toned down this time.
I'm dialing it back. I'm dialing it back.
Hancock was like a stand-up comedian on crack last time.
Yeah, it was not good. It was not my finest hour. I feel bad.
See, we thought it was.
Apologize.
How can you mess up with a clown story?
I'm driving down the street over the weekend, and I turn on 98.7 FM.
Mm-hmm.
Who do I hear? Do you know who I hear?
Yourself.
My betrothed, Tony Colombo.
Oh.
And he's talking about... The championship fish catch.
Yeah.
The guy caught the biggest fish. And, you know, I don't, I don't like to talk.
I know you don't.
I've never touched a fish. I'm going to confess that right here. Never touched a fish.
Literally.
I have no desire to ever touch a fish.
That's a weird flex, but I respect it.
Well, they're slimy. They're wet. I don't touch my dog when it's wet. And you know
you don't like to touch things that are wet.
Slimy.
I'm speaking only for half of us.
Stay away from fish. Sorry, is your dog slimy when it's wet? I'm confused.
Well, no, it's stinky when it's wet.
Okay.
And
how did you avoid fish your whole life?
Especially since we went to Bodie's Rendezvous at the Lake of the Ozarks for vacation every summer when I was a kid. And you know, you got the dock, you put the minnow on the grandpa puts a minnow on the hook, and you go down the crappie. Bites you, pull it up, and then Grandpa takes the crappie. And
did Grandpa think you were a dink?
He might.
No,
have.
He did.
He probably did.
I'm letting you know now.
Yeah, because I would not touch a fish.
It's one thing when you're four, but when you're 22,
it's just gross. I mean, why would you want to touch a fish? I don't like to touch anything that's looking back at me. You know, especially if I'm about to spend its final moments of life. I don't want to be around that in the final moments of life.
You'd be a great hospice worker.
Yeah, and so you caught
out of the shower.
So this guy over here, though, the champion fish.
Sure, he does.
Tony Colombo.
I didn't catch the champion fish.
You didn't.
Well, oh, you heard my story about my. You heard my story.
I did.
We interviewed a real record holder.
Yeah. The bass.
I may or may not
was it
hold
the, bass?
The Missouri State record for white crappie.
White crappie.
Do you really?
Wow.
Well, I caught...
You said may not.
Yeah, so official?
Like 15 years ago, I caught a huge crappie.
How big?
I'd 4 or 5 pounds.
Wait a minute.
That doesn't
if
seem
you're
so
the
big.
State record holder, you don't know exactly how big it was?
I didn't weigh it. I put it back and then later found
you
out.
You put the crappie
that
back.
The fish was probably a record setter.
Oh, then you're definitely not the record setter.
Yeah, that's why I said
it's unofficial.
Not.
Wait a minute. Now, so you put the crappie back.
Did you hear the story?
I was listening. I was going to the store and people thought I was Glenn Zimmerman.
Does that happen often?
Well, with the mask on. So you've got the
Glenn Zimmerman mask.
With the mask on. I had my tennis shoes on. So you've got the crappie. It's the world championship, the state championship crappie.
Didn't know it.
It's a big old 4-pound crappie. It doesn't sound like much to me.
Yeah, the Missouri state record is 4.5 pounds.
Uh-huh. For what kind of crappie?
It's like a white crappie.
Just out of curiosity, what other colors do crappies
come in? Well, they look almost the same, but there's a white crappie and a black crappie.
Yeah.
They're very hard to tell the difference.
Of course, everything's racially.
But the record for both of them in Missouri is 4.5 pounds.
Yeah, so you've got
crappie
the 4.5.
They're not big fish.
They're not big. They're crappie.
Yeah.
So you got the 4.5-pound crappie, and you got it on the line there.
I think Hancock's negging Tony.
You were you were working with a minnow? What kind of lure were you?
I think I was probably using a crankbait.
A crankbait? Yeah, that's where you put the stinky stuff on the...
Nope. That's not what you do.
Oh, all right. Well, never mind.
And you two are engaged.
So he's got
a lot of authority for someone who's never touched a fish.
He's got his stinky crank on the line.
No.
He pulls out the crappie. It's the world record crappie.
Yeah.
He's holding it in his hand, which I would never do because I've never touched a fish. Mm-hmm. And you put the crappie back in the sea or whatever, it's lake or whatever
That's correct.
Yeah. So I have to assume that at some point subsequent to that, somebody else caught the same crappie.
It's
and
possible.
Would that not make them also the record? And if the crappie would have gained ounce or two, they would then be the record holder of the state champion.
I don't
white
think every
crappie.
Fish in the world has been caught multiple times.
Oh, I think they have.
Oh, well.
If you throw them back, so the whole thing about a fish, Columbo, let me educate you.
It's
so,
pretty good.
So a fish, there's two kinds of fish.
I'm glad he's toning it down today.
So you got your fish that will eat bait, okay? And then you got your fish that look at that and say, that's bait, I'm not taking that. So half of the fish out there are never going to bite a bait, but half of the fish will. And if they do it once, they'll do it twice because they're fish.
Which are the fish that don't bite bait?
Well, there's different brain levels on the fish. So you've got the smart fish that can kind of recognize. They got the eyes. You know, the problem with the fish is
without the eyes.
They're pointing outside and they can't see right
can
in front
I help
of them.
Make you interesting again?
Yeah.
You mentioned your grandpa.
That's completely wrong,
is
by
this
the way.
The grandpa? Can you tell the grandpa story to everybody real quick?
Well, no, that's not the grandpa.
Can you tell the grandpa story real quick?
Yeah,
they'll love this.
So my dad was having heart surgery and the kids were little and so he's coming out of the anesthesia and we go in to visit him and you know, one eye's open. Dad, how you doing? Dad, can you hear me? And he looks up and the kids are standing there, you know, Papa. And he looks up and he says, I'm okay. I said, good. He said, my grandfather killed his wife. And I said,
can you imagine?
Wow. Said,
she stole $20 and he shot her. But they told everybody it was suicide. Well, the kids' eyeballs are getting real big, you know. And I said, oh, the pawpaw's just being silly, kids. But that was my great-grandfather, George Washington Hancock, that he was talking about.
And did you verify it?
It may or may not be true.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, she died.
She did.
But it's unclear as to the
cause of
the
death. It's not been on the Discovery Channel
yet. See, this is why I
this
fear
is
being put under.
Yeah. This is Glover's literal nightmare. The reason he will not go under anesthesia is because he's afraid he'll start giving out family
Dave's
secrets.
Dave's got secrets.
Well,
he's afraid that all the skeletons will be released from the
apparently
closet.
So did my dad.
Have
so,
you been under yet?
Yeah.
I have to do it in a couple of weeks
for
the colonoscopy.
Yeah. Oh. Well, you're gonna dish.
Ooh.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
So
that's
I'm getting
scary, right?
I'm getting my colonoscopy.
Especially
I did it like 7 years ago through the station. And I didn't want to go in because I didn't want them looking at a celebrity BH. Like, I thought that they would, like, I don't know what it looks like. It could look like Spiro Agnew. And so I've never seen it.
Greek American.
Yeah, I didn't want the nurses to be like, for the love of God, it's the Mothman. So
Michael goes under and he starts just like espousing for Donald Trump. And
can you imagine?
Yeah, right?
No, I am a little bit concerned about it.
I voted for him twice and nobody believes
him. When my mom broke her neck, she literally broke her neck.
Ooh,
and she was coming out of anesthesia, as me and my sister, and she just goes, oh, I've done such horrible things in my life.
Wow.
Yeah, we're like, what did you do? Like, be careful, man.
When my mom came out, they said, Kay, and they're, you know, tapping her little face. They said, Kay, who's the president? And she says, oh, crap.
Is anyone else picturing a normal-sized woman with a quarter-sized face?
So I'm getting my colonoscopy. This was years ago. And I'm talking to the doctor, the anesthesiologist, and she tells me her name. I'm going to make up a name.
All right.
She says, I'm Dr. Shimoda. And I said, oh, you know, I went to grade school with Yoko Shimoda. She said, really? I said, yeah. She said, that's my sister. I said, really? Because Yoko Shimoda, in kindergarten, I was a class clown. You might, you know. Yeah. So, and so the whole point of my being the class clown was, could I make Yoko Shimoda laugh? Because Yoko was not a big laugher.
She didn't speak English.
And so she says, that's my sister. I said, really? She said, yeah. And I said, oh, I love Yoko. So she said, you know what? I'm going to violate HIPAA. Let's call her right now. She's in Springfield. So she calls her and she says, I'm standing here. John Hancock's here. And do you remember him from grade school? And Yoko Shimoda remembered me. Isn't that something? And then the next thing I know, I'm waking up. So that was it. Yoko Shimoda.
Huh. Your stories are getting worse.
Frostfield Elementary School.
Did anyone else, when he said, like, kindergarten, picture him looking exactly like he does, drinking a little white milk and hitting on Yoko Shimoda?
How close to a
real name is Yoko Shimoda?
It's close, but not quite there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine.
We started with fish.
I know.
And we never finished that story.
No, we really didn't.
All right,
I don't think we're missing out.
All right, I'm toning it down today. I'm gonna scale right, back.
When we come back,
yeah.
Do you guys want to play Studio Feud with us?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Nice.
I like that reaction.
Yeah. No. Good.
Let's
we're gonna
go.
Do that. Okay. Welcome back, guys. 321 DGS Hancock and Kelly. We're gonna play Studio Feud.
Oh boy.
So Rach and Hancock, Tony and Kelly are gonna be the teams.
Woo!
Right now.
Mm.
So let's have Rachel and Tony step up, right?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
So, let's fill the people at home in for a second.
Honey, these people are old. They know what Family Feud is. Trust me. It's like trying to explain Wheel of Fortune.
Similar enough to Family Feud to understand, different enough to not be sued.
Yep.
So, yep.
Wow.
Ooh, that's
legally distinct from Family Feud.
Mm-hmm.
You guys ready?
Yes.
Yeah. So ready. Tony and I are up at the podium.
Yes.
And we buzz in with our names.
Yep. Oh, okay.
Also, I should tell you, this book is from the year 2000.
Yeah, these are the
questions. So keep
these
that in mind.
People have heard the Studio Feud that we used to play on 97.1.
It's got a book.
This is Studio Feud 2000, when we were celebrating 20 years of the Dave Glover Show. These were 20-year-old questions.
Yes.
Wow.
So keep that in mind. Oh, keep that in mind.
Here we go.
Yes.
All right.
Name a specific meat that's good fried.
Rachel.
Chicken.
Number one answer. Oh, mm-hmm. I don't have my bell.
Oh, no.
That's my fault.
Ding,
I
ding, ding. Oh, I know it's your fault.
We don't have the buzzer either.
All right. Mm-hmm. Do you want to play or you want to pass?
Okay. Do you think that you have some more meats
fried
in mind?
Fried meat? Have you looked
at me?
We're going to play.
John Hancock, name a specific meat that's good fried.
Well,
And we only have a certain amount of time.
You got time. Fish.
Good answer. Mm-hmm. Good answer.
No.
No, what are you talking about? What is it? All right, this is a bad game. Rigged. This is a rigged game. How can you not have fried fish? We're just talking about crappie over here.
Okay, I've got one.
Here. Okay.
Pork chop.
Pork chop, yes. There you go. Number four answer.
Who fries a pork chop?
Green.
People from Grafton.
Huh. Green is your bell, and red is your
love
buzzer.
It. Yep. Good. Mm-hmm. Hancock.
Frog legs.
We get three strikes, by the way, so we're one strike down.
Right? Frog.
Nope, just one.
Fried frog.
Hold it. There you go.
Frog legs isn't on there?
Come on.
No.
This is a bad
game. It's too much like fish.
Fried. I don't like this game.
Two strikes.
Okay, how about
you two more?
Steal.
How about country fried steak? Yes.
It just says steak, but I'm going to give it to you because Hancock's your partner.
Yeah, I mean, that's the same thing.
You know he's going to dump this one.
All right, meat. Oh, you got to.
I thought that was your answer.
Foul. You got to fry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I tried to let you answer first.
Turkey.
Good answer.
You fry the turkey. You put it in the.
It's not on there.
This game stinks. I'm officially registering a complaint with this game.
So now Tony and Mike can try to steal.
Yeah. So
Tony,
we can talk about it.
You can converse. When it comes to stealing, you can talk. When you have the board, you
nobody
cannot
likes
talk.
This game.
I was thinking shrimp.
Oh, there you go. Oh, it is. I'm with you. Good answer. Good answer.
Said
good answer.
Fish.
Fried shrimp.
Yes. Yeah. We get to keep our points. So we won that round.
We won.
Ham?
Had fried it all ham. The way. Fried ham. Really?
That's called bacon.
Do you like it better now that you won?
I'm not happy. I'm not happy.
All right. So Kelly and Kelly up to the podium.
Hancock and Kelly step up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or no, Kelly and Columbo step up.
No.
I thought I went with Rachel. I have no idea what's
happening.
We're on
the happening.
Same team. You're on Rachel's team.
Okay.
This is from the year 2000.
Yeah.
Real or fictional, name a well-known Sam.
Kelly.
Kelly.
Walton.
Yes. He's way down the list. In fact, he's last.
Okay.
So Hancock, if you didn't think of anyone better, Sam.
Yosemite.
Yosemite is number four. You control.
Hey, all right.
Okay,
we're gonna keep the Sams.
The category is famous Sams.
Yeah, yeah. Yes,
real or fictional.
Okay, so we're playing.
Yes.
How about Sam Elliott?
Sam Elliott is on there.
Let me proffer Uncle Sam.
It's a good one. Good it's
answer.
A good one.
Mm-hmm.
Number one answer.
Yeah, number one.
Look at you.
Real or fictional?
Need
what about?
Two more.
What about Sam from Cheers? I don't know his last name.
Sam Malone.
Yep.
Yes.
You need one more, Hancock.
Well, that would be my good friend, Sam Spade.
Number two answer. Look at
you
coming
again.
Back.
Well, this is a great game. Did I mention what a great game this is?
I know you don't like to talk.
Rage, we're killing it.
So did we sweep that?
Yeah, we did.
Sure did.
Nice. Without a single X.
Tony, yeah, I have 2 points.
Step up.
We have plenty of time.
Name a specific part of the body that's hard to keep a Band-Aid stuck to.
Tony. Your elbow.
Number two answer.
Ooh.
Rach?
I don't know. Your ear?
That'd be a good one, but not on there.
Oh, I just thought of a way better answer.
Guys,
play,
play?
Right? Let's play. Play. Let's play. Right? Let's play. Let's play a few.
Michael
you're
Kelly.
Up. You're up.
What is hand?
Let's see what we got. Number one answer is finger. Going to give that to you.
Thank you. That's a finger.
A hand is not a finger.
Yes, it is.
Okay, but we have he as a judge does not like to be questioned.
And he gave you.
He can take away points if we're getting on his nerves.
All right, fine.
He gave you steak for pork steak, so or something like that a minute ago.
No, he got
chicken
fried steak.
It's very liberal.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
How about a knee?
Knee is the number three answer.
Yes.
That's
need
what I thought
more.
Of after ear, yes. Which was a bad answer.
Really bad.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for the encouragement.
Oh, that was you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I thought it was Kelly.
Hancock has no idea
I
who
am...
his teammate is.
Right, toe.
Mm-hmm.
What's
yes.
happening?
Yes.
Number
toe.
Four answer.
Good answer.
You need one more.
That was going to be my answer.
No strikes.
It is difficult to keep a Band-Aid on your face.
Mm. Ooh.
All right. Still
big
got two
X.
strikes. Still got two more strikes.
All right. Mm.
There are two left.
But we only need to get one.
You only need to get one.
Yeah.
So I was going to say forehead, but that's the face. Mm. So,
that's brilliant. Brilliant.
I was going to say, it's obscene how much money you've made in your life when you can say something like that.
That's a Sue Thomas type
right?
play right there.
I was going to say forehead.
Love this guy.
But that's a part of your head.
Back.
Just in general?
Your back.
Never put a Band-Aid on my back.
Me either.
No one has.
How about?
Is that what you get back
how
there?
How about the bottom of your foot?
Ooh,
Tony Colombo.
Yes!
Wow. Yes.
Oh, man, I got a star.
Lead,
I got a world record
right, we have
star.
2 minutes to end this.
Are we winning?
Hancock
I think we're winning.
Yeah, step up.
No, no, no. We
all right,
have to take
Hancock
a break
and Kelly.
Right now.
All right, all right.
They said 30.
All right.
No, I said 30 seconds.
Oh, okay.
All right, that's all good.
Okay.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, guys. 334 playing Studio Feud with Hancock and Kelly. Pardon me.
Did we win?
Yes. It's all tied up.
Oh.
All tied up.
No.
Nope, it's 2-1.
2-1.
I tried to make it more interesting.
Yeah. Rach and John are leading 2-1.
Well, it was a fine day. And, you know, we rose to the occasion. It was great teamwork. And,
we're still playing.
We're not done. The game's not over there, sir.
Oh, all right. Sorry. Go ahead.
Boy, you're weird. Like, you can be so sharp and so dull. I just don't understand.
It's a lot.
I'm like a knife.
Who's
the back of the knife?
These two are up.
Okay. Hancock and Kelly are up.
All right.
Name something that crawls.
Hancock. Snake.
Number three answer.
All right.
I think the way he said that made me laugh.
Answers ahead of it. Just get one.
Spider.
You want to play?
Oh. Number one answer.
Yeah! Oh, dang it.
Yes.
For some reason, I thought we were going to just.
Yes. We'll play, right?
Let's play. We're going to play the feud.
All right. Tony.
They're going to lose.
Babies crawl, Dave.
Dang it.
Babies crawl.
Number two answer, Tony.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You need two more.
Mm-hmm.
Be thinking of our skill.
Oh, I got it. Okay. I'm on it.
Gerbils crawl.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
That's what I hear. boy, I wish I could give it to you.
Yeah, not good. Gerbils.
What other animals crawl?
Two more, Tone. One strike.
They're going to lose, Rach.
Oh, I know.
You know, the term...
I've got a backup.
The term bear crawl is a well-known term, so I'm going to say bear.
It is. Nope.
Yep, all right. They're down to their last...
last one.
Turtles crawl.
Oh, yes,
no, they
sir.
Walk. They got legs.
Yes, they do. They certainly do.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm going to, okay. Can we talk?
We can talk. We can converse.
Right. I'm thinking caterpillar. This,
I thought
if
the
you
same
do
thought.
It,
all right.
If you win, you win.
Yeah.
Then we got to talk politics.
Okay.
Oh, well then, the
no, I'm
giant,
gonna answer.
Giant mamba.
Caterpillar.
Caterpillar.
Final answer?
Final
yes.
answer.
Yes.
Champions.
Hey!
Oh,
hey!
Yes!
Well, thank
what
you.
What was the other one?
I'm not going to snake crawl.
I want to thank the Academy.
A turtle
what
doesn't.
What was the other answer?
Like to thank my
two?
Manager.
Still? It doesn't matter. If you turned it, don't worry about it.
All of the great help.
Roach.
Worm. Many ants years. And a slug.
Oh, man.
Slug?
Yeah.
No chance.
No, we wouldn't have gotten
winning
that.
Is
no
so, winning is so intoxicating. And, just couldn't be more pleased right now.
I guess if we would have taken
Rachel Zimmerman.
They would have not.
Her contribution.
We'd have gotten the point. So.
Great contribution to the cause.
You
couldn't have done it without her, really.
You want to do this?
Maybe
could,
I could have.
We could go like a double or nothing kind of thing that if... You guys win.
Yeah.
Go to the back of the book, yeah.
You have to bring in food next Friday.
Huh.
Well,
all right.
That means I will be the one bringing in the food. This guy's got fish hooks in his pocket.
So change the teams real quick? Like, if Rachel and I win this...
Well,
they
I don't... I'm thinking...
Like
the
double
Rachel
or nothing
and I,
kind of thing.
You've got
gotcha,
the...
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Right. If you guys win this when you're the champs.
All right.
But if you can take it...
All right.
They have to bring in food.
All right.
You want to do it?
Well, let's come in. I'm in.
I still don't understand who's bringing in food, but
it
sure, let's
matter.
Play.
It'll be them.
It's a shameless
it'll
plug
be,
to get
it'll
food.
Be them.
We're for
we'll
it.
Get
yeah.
an assignment.
Rachel, Tony?
Yes. Yeah.
Based on what you've seen in comic books or television, name a physical characteristic of a Martian.
Rachel, an antenna.
Mm-hmm.
Number two answer.
Huh. Green skin.
Number one answer.
Yeah. Oh, not
let
good.
Them go.
Let them
all right.
go.
Are you sure? They take all the good ones. And we
all right, all right. I'm going with you. Like you're in charge.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. if they take all the good ones, and we okay. can't think of a good steal. I'd
right.
rather try to clear the board.
All right, right
you
let's
got
do it.
One, you need three.
Mm. No, it's us, right? Yeah.
Oh, you guys going?
Yeah they're
okay,
going.
We're
going.
Go. Right. We're going to go. We're going to go. Green skin and what was the other one?
Antenna. All right, ready?
Yep.
Large head.
Big head.
Yes.
Hey now.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
Tough head. To put a band-aid on that head. There are four left. You need two.
Mm.
No strikes.
Short.
Very small.
Yes.
Oh, come on. What's the
you
matter with this?
Away
why
from
did we agree to do this?
Yes. This is not good.
You could be the champs, food. And Hancock has
let's
to bring
go!
Food.
Peanuts.
There are three left.
Can of
big
peanuts.
Eyes. Hey now!
Yes!
Woo!
Yeah, you see, we lulled him into a false sense of confidence.
That's food. He's bringing
that's
food.
That's food. You're the champ.
This is an incredible.
Food.
Thank you. Thank you.
Here, I hope you people. I hope
like to thank
now.
Michael Kelly being a strong influence on this team.
No, you know, Tony, I don't like to talk.
I hope you people like brown swagger.
I do.
Do you?
Oh, that's terrible.
Tons of it. I got tons of it coming at you.
I love it.
What am I going to do with it?
You're not a brown swagger eater than a close talker, are you? There's nothing worse than a close talker who's just a
haven't had it since I was a kid, other than when we devised a game
where and it was the punishment.
Ooh. Yeah. And I was like, no, no. Yeah.
Food. All right. We'll come up with something.
Yeah.
Food.
We'll get like one bag of chips from the
Oh, E-mart. No, it'll be better than that, Rachel. Okay. I mean, let's go for it. Let's do some real food.
Are we cooking for them? Is that what's happening?
Let's do it.
No, bring in some Strauss chicken salad.
You know, ooh.
Hey now.
Ooh.
It's pretty pricey. I'm not sure it's going to.
Yeah, well, excellent old alligator point. Arms will figure
maybe
it out.
Maybe they have 2 day old.
Chick-fil-A is open on Friday. I'm just saying.
Yeah. It'll be good. I just, I got a week to figure it out. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Anything political on your guys' mind right now?
Well, I mean, the biggest thing that's going on right now is the international conflict that's taking place in Israel and in the Middle East. And that's quite startling. This is the first big challenge of the new administration. And it seems to be a lot different than anything we've experienced in the last decade or so.
Yeah, I mean, it's been since 2014 that we've had this kind of conflict. And you got massive missiles being deployed by Hamas into Israel. Israel's responding. And there's even talk that Israel may mount a ground force to go into Gaza. And my concern here, you've got every player in the world almost has got a piece of the puzzle in the Middle East. So Russia is tied in with Syria and with Iran, and Iran's supplying the missiles to Hamas. To the south, you've got Hezbollah that has not yet engaged in this conflict, but they could. And, you know, this is not insignificant what's happening. And it could portend a really difficult and contracted struggle that could bring the major players of the world to bear. So it's worth keeping an eye on. And ultimately, I think the U.S. is going to have to somehow tamp down the emotions here and get involved. Right now, it looks like the U.S. is kind of taking a hands-off approach. I don't think that will be able to be sustainable. So, you know, this is something to definitely keep an eye on. And this is a part of the world that has always been a powder keg and has always been a challenge. And what we're going through now as it continues to escalate is very significant.
So if this were to go bad, I guess what it would, because this is not a fight between Israel and Palestine. Israel would crush them at any second they wanted to. But if Iran, Russia, any of those players were to come in and back up the Palestinians, now you got a real,
fight. And if it expands into Jordan, and Jordan's kind of been a stabilizing force there for decades in the Middle East, but they're going through a little struggle with the monarchy right now. And if people start going after Jordan, which has really been a rock-solid ally for the U.S. and a real stabilizing force in the Middle East, if Jordan gets drawn in, then if Syria gets drawn in, now all of a sudden you've got—and then Israel's got all these normalized relations over the last year with Oman and the UAE and Morocco. You know, this is a recipe for could be real trouble.
Could be the start of World War III, because John just enumerated, it's a proxy fight for all the big players in the world.
I hate to be this guy, but isn't it a matter of time?
Yeah. It's been going on since Christ.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't see how we avoid it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what's different now over the last decade or so is that Russia has a real footprint in the Middle East and never did. And they are very much on the Assad side in the Syrian conflict. So, you know, it's difficult. And Iran is developing nuclear weapons, perhaps. You know, it's serious.
Is there a particular reason you think the bad guys might want this at this time? Do you think we're especially vulnerable for any reason?
Well, it's interesting. So, you know, Iran really is the anti-Israel in the region. And Iran is really who's supplying the armaments to the terrorists in Palestine. In Gaza. So if Iran wants to create a conflict, you know, that's a real problem. Now, the Biden administration has taken a different approach to Iran than the Trump administration had. Trump cut off the nuclear arms deal and ended that to the chagrin of a lot of our NATO allies. And Biden, I think, is actively working to try and reinstitute some kind of an agreement with Iran. So that's a factor in all. I mean, there's so many moving parts, but that's a factor in this. So I would think that Iran would not want to facilitate, you know, a massive conflagration there if they think there's a chance they can reach some kind of a deal with the West. But, you know, who knows?
I'm going to get Michael's thoughts on this, because I think that one of the things that could be playing a factor in this is if other countries, particularly over there, know what is happening here in the United States. And of course they do. This president has a part of his party, a very outspoken, popular part of his party, that is anti-Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And Israel is an ally of the United States. The president has said that he stands behind Israel, but he still has to deal with a very vocal, popular part of his party that is anti-Israel, and he may hesitate to take actions that other presidents wouldn't because of the political.
Yeah, I understand that thought process.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, I don't know that that's necessarily what's going to run the Biden administration. One of the things that happened during the Trump administration is we essentially turned our back on our allies. And really took a hands-off approach. We left them all to be. I think whatever President Biden chooses to do, he will be doing in conjunction with all of our NATO allies. And I don't know that domestic politics will play a role in it.
I hope not.
Yeah, Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State, has had in his track record a strong support of Israel. But you're right, Tony. There's a substantial part of the Democratic base that is very pro-Palestinian.
They're already kind of iffy on Biden in certain areas.
Ilhan Omar took to the floor and called them out by name.
Rashida Tlaib, same thing.
Right.
In Congress. Yeah.
Is it great that you can have disagreement in my party and nobody gets kicked out and stuff? You disagree with your party, man. What do? You take their leadership away. You throw them out of the party. You challenge them with some nut job. Hey now, thank you. I agree.
I have no party.
Thank you, Hancock and Kelly. Appreciate it, boys.
Always a pleasure.
See you guys.
Next week we'll play a different game.
Food.
All right,
spin the bottle. 352 DGS. Happy Friday, Dave Klein. What are you doing tonight?
Oh, I get to go to Monster Jam at the Dome with my kids.
Nice.
Bragger.
They've known about it for a week now, and every day they say to me, is the next day when we get to go to see Monster Jams? No, that's still in a few days. Is the next day? No. And then finally this morning, they woke up at really early, about 5:30, came to our side of the bed, and were poking my wife and I and said, do we get to go see Monster Jam tonight? Just very quietly, and I said, yes, today is finally the day. So they're very much looking forward to it. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
You seem to have a thought there.
No, I thought I heard Dave Klein say something.
Oh.
That he and his wife were.
Oh, gosh. Tony.
No,
Tony.
What?
Kids are involved. My Lord.
I looked at you because you usually don't miss those type of things.
No, I didn't miss it. That's below me.
He abstained.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's below me.
Oh, is it?
Oh, you are in Game Rex now.
I just love the purity of wanting to go see a big truck.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Heck yeah.
Have
they ever gone before?
Yeah, we saw the Hot Wheels monster trucks, which is kind of like, I was explaining this earlier, like the AAA version of the monster trucks. This is, Monster Jam is the major leagues.
Yeah.
So they're
who's the real deal tonight?
Oh, Gravedigger.
Still Gravedigger.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the crazy thing is, they know the history of Gravedigger too, like the trucks throughout the years. They have all of them too.
Is Bigfoot still?
He does the Hot Wheels stuff now. Yeah.
Oh, he's been sent down to the minors.
I guess so. He was like the original.
There was one of those back in the day that was out of Pontoon Beach.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I know.
It was on the show, like the remember when they used to have it almost like a professional wrestling promos?
Sure.
One of those trucks that would go against Gravedigger and all those guys back in the day.
Interesting.
Was from Pontoon Beach.
I know Bigfoot now is based out of Pacific. You can see it right along the highway.
Can I ask a really stupid question?
Sure.
Is it like pro wrestling? Is it fake, or are they really
They used to have a television show in the 80s where they tried to bring the trash talk of professional wrestling into the real competition.
Okay.
You'd see the Gravedigger mascot yelling about Bigfoot, when I get you on the starting line, I'm going to crush you. Right? Right?
Oh, yeah.
How does one win a Monster Jam?
It's racing. It's stunts. It's tricks. It's things like that. So it actually is a legit competition,
gotcha,
as far as I know.
Mm-hmm. Rach, you think Chrissy Teigen's going to survive this one?
I don't know, Dave. You're the one who said that her cookware was dropped from Target. Yeah. So that was a big one. So Chrissy Teigen was... Do you guys remember Courtney Stodden? She was like 16 years old and married a guy in his 50s.
The guy that played the terrible guard from Green Mile. Was like 55 when he married her when she was 16.
I guess they were, I don't remember this happening, but apparently they were really into fame and they were really obnoxious and everyone hated them.
Yes.
And everyone kind of looked past the fact that she was a teenager married to this older man and how many problems that actually brings up. So Chrissy Teigen would bully her on Twitter, and there's screenshots of her saying things like, I want you to take a dirt nap or
kill yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. So Courtney Stodden recently came out and said that she has DMs from Chrissy Teigen telling her to kill herself. And now she's come out and said, Chrissy tried to ignore it for a really long time, but now she's come out and said, I'm mortified and sad at who I used to be. I was an insecure, attention-seeking troll.
And then she blocked her.
I think she blocked her before she apologized. I think it was, I'm going to ride this out. I'm going to try not to address it. And then the internet talk got so loud that she had to address it. And she came out and said she really regrets it.
I really do wish something bad would happen to her. Like, not physically, but she's just been such a cancer on humanity for so long. She's done nothing really of note positively. I just wish she would go away. And just get a dose of her own medicine.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.